Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Now, here's a story from a couple months ago, and somehow this missed my radar, and I feel bad about it. But Keith pointed it out and said, Steve, did you see this one? Because it's interesting. Maryland lawmakers purged decades-old law that shielded bad cops. And here's the thing. I've talked a lot about, you know, the immunity the police enjoy, as well as some police problems in the last, 6 months or a year on this channel. And every now and then, someone will accuse me of being anti-cop or pro-cop, and the same way people accuse me of being left or right on the spectrum of politics. And you know something, I try really hard to cover both sides and walk down the middle on this one. But here's the thing. Sometimes in our society, situations swing like a pendulum, meaning that they go too far one way, then they go too far the other way as they try to correct. And so what happened was, years ago, some states passed what they called Bill of Rights for law enforcement officers. Law enforcement officers, Bill of Rights. They said, our police will enjoy these rights, they'll be enshrined in law, to protect them as they do their jobs. And now, many people are saying, do they really need all those rights, or is it perhaps that that went too far in that direction? So whether this is the correct response or not, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Sometimes we do have to wait and see what happens when decisions get made. But from Reason.com, Scott Shackford wrote the story. Over the objections of the governor, the state's law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights has been tossed out. Maryland lawmakers defied the governor over the weekend and eliminated the state's law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights, or the LEOBR. Since the 70s, that law has made it harder to investigate or fire police officers. When unions pushed these laws through, they still exist in about 15 states. They argued that the legislation would make sure cops receive due process when they're accused of misconduct. But in reality, the laws give special protections to officers that shield them during investigations. For example, they mandate a cooling off period before a cop can be interviewed after a citizen files a complaint, which of course gives the officers time to plan out how they'll respond to questioning, a privilege not granted to most people accused of criminal behavior. So if a police officer arrests you, they don't give you a cooling off period. They just arrest you. So they mandate also that the panels that determine the fate of officers accused of misconduct be made up of fellow police officers. They forbid independent investigations of police, and they overrule the judgments of police chiefs. Maryland was the first state to pass one of these Bill of Rights in 72, and now it's the first to get rid of one. This bill will replace the police board with an independent police accountability board in each county. It'll be staffed by civilians, not police officers. They'll recommend disciplinary action. A police chief will have authority to impose additional discipline, but he or she can't water down the board's recommendations. The accused officer is entitled to a fair trial if he or she wants to appeal the discipline, and the trial board will consist of a judge, a civilian, and a police officer. In other words, the new system includes due process, but it's just not the kind of due process that the police unions can control. The House and the Senate passed the bill in early April. That's in Maryland. But the governor vetoed it on Friday, along with two other police reform bills. The legislature overrode all three vetoes shortly thereafter. In the veto message, the governor claimed that the bills would undermine the goal that I believe we share of building transparent, accountable, and effective law enforcement institutions, and instead further erode police morale, community relationships, and public confidence. Well, the problem is that there's several things in there that if you want to have a lot of this, you're going to have less of this. So if you are worried about eroding police morale, you should probably also then worry about eroding public confidence, because there's a lot of public confidence that ain't going around right now because of things that are happening in the news. Walter Olson, a contributing editor at Reason, serves as a co-chair of Maryland's Citizens Redistricting Commission. He's also a critic of the law enforcement officer's Bills of Rights. Bills of Rights or Bills of Rights? He tells Reason he appreciates the symbolic importance of repeal as well as lawmakers' focus on the provision's importance, but he's not sure a civilian panel will produce as much change as people are hoping for. He thinks that chiefs and sheriffs should be making the calls and being held accountable for those decisions. There will still be a hearing panel, just differently made up and so forth, he tells Reason. If you take the view that police chiefs or sheriffs should have straightforward authority to address officer misconduct, then should be politically accountable to voters for those decisions, well, this doesn't get us there. So that's always been a criticism of the police, and I think it's a valid one, that it always seems, you hear these stories, where a police officer gets involved in something that appears to be untoward, being very nice here, and someone says, hey, look what that police officer did. And the police chief says, okay, we will investigate it. And the police investigate themselves. And then when they come out and say, we found nothing wrong, who believes that? That's a problem. And so there's got to be some way for an investigation to occur that the people can trust. Not the police, but the people. Because what happens is, when you look at it and they say, well, we investigated ourselves and we found nothing, people immediately go, of course you found nothing. It'd make you look bad if you found something. And so you occasionally hear about these bad actors, but you more often than not, remember the story I did a little while ago about the police officer in Florida who got in trouble. He got suspended for the 7th or 8th time. He lost count. He said, that's okay, I'll get my job back. He knew he'd get his job back. He didn't care. I've been suspended again. Oh, well, whatever. It's like a little short vacation. He'll be back. And so there's got to be some way to do this. Now, I don't know what the way is. One way would be to have an independent board that's not tied to the police. But then, of course, how do you pick the board? Another way to do it would be to possibly have another police organization investigate. So if you're worried about the city police, occasionally you hear about the state police coming and investigating. But that's usually a very, very high-level crime allegation or something. Or if the sheriff were to investigate, you occasionally hear about these kind of investigations that occur across jurisdictional lines. Maybe there's a way to do that. I don't know. That's a possibility as well. But the biggest problem, it's one of what we call optics. Something just looks wrong. And when you see an allegation of corruption, for instance, within a police department, if the police department says, we've investigated ourselves and found nothing, no one believes it. No one believes it. So that's the biggest problem I have with the Bill of Rights for police officers. I'm not saying that they're not entitled to due process. Absolutely, they are. They are. And I think that interestingly, I think that most people should have some kind of due process in a situation that involves something that serious. Now, in many states, you know, that employment is at will, meaning that an employer can fire you for pretty much any reason. So the fact that you know, there are police unions means that there's only certain reasons for which police can be fired. But there still has to be something in there because it's a high-profile position that involves a lot of trust and the importance of the police. And ironically, and this is something that I don't think everyone grasps, that when people like me say that we want a good police force, we want them to be held accountable, we want them to do their jobs, those aren't criticisms. Those are merely standards. And I would like the police to hold themselves up to a certain standard. And again, I don't mean to go all Norman Rockwell on you here. When I was growing up, I respected the police. In my town growing up, I respected them. I still do. And when I see a police officer, I wave, I smile. If I'm within talking distance, I say hello. I see police officers at the Detroit Free Press Marathon every year. And they all come out on Sunday morning to block off the intersections, conduct traffic, make sure we don't get run over by cars. And I will see dozens and dozens and dozens of police officers on that morning. And when I'm out running 26.2 miles very, very slowly, I don't have a lot of extra oxygen in my lungs. And the one thing that I do is I say hello and thank you to every single police officer I come within shouting distance of. And they often smile, wave, and say the same thing back or something similar. So I'll good morning, officer. Thank you for coming. And the guy will go, thank you. Have a nice run. And I respect police officers. And I wish all of them could act in a way that means that you just immediately knee-jerk response, respect all of them. But once in a while, we hear the crazy stories about a cop in Florida suspended 7 times, 8 times. He's not sure. How could you be suspended so many times that you've lost count and know that you're getting your job back? It shows you the suspensions don't do anything. So there's got to be some way to do this. So Maryland, they're the first to pass such a law. Now they've repealed the law. They've come up with this commissioner in use. Maybe that'll work. If it works, we can watch and see what happens. If it works, we can institute it elsewhere. If it doesn't work, there might be some other way to do this. But there's got to be some way that when police officers screw up, if they screw up, in a way that appears to be, you know, beyond the pale, then there's got to be a way for an independent investigation to take place, determine what needs to be done, but do it fairly and do it in a way that the public can trust it. And if they do that, that's great. So I'll be interested to see what happens in Maryland, because like I said, they're the first to pass such a law. They've now repealed the law. And Reason.com wrote the great article. Keith sent it to me. Scott Shackford wrote it. Like I said, this happened a couple months ago. It was in April. In April, they did this. But Maryland lawmakers purged their decades-old law that shielded bad cops. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. An adventure is simply physical and emotional discomfort recollected in tranquility.